There's only one Hepcat now alive from the year of 1775, and he's really living, I'm sure you'll agree, because he's the spirit of Jubilee. George Lamore coming on with the Come On. Now, we've something different here today in Old Hothorn Hall. Yes, really different, because we'll feature in this happy half hour some sweetness and life. And here's a fine old friend who'll give you the key. Dawes Butler, your MC.
Hi, guys and gals. And, hi, gang. Just like the man said, we have something different for you good people everywhere. We've had some requests for not so funny. So, here's our story. From the motion picture studios all over town, we've recruited a wonderful bunch of musicians under the direction of Mr. Harry Lubin, who piloted the great orchestra at the Roxy Theater in New York before coming to the West Coast. He's now at Paramount Studios. And there's the soft and caressing voice of Anita Ellis. Mr. Walter Gross, one of America's outstanding pianists, is standing by to provide Jubilee with his great artistry at the keyboard. And still more, a fine new singer is welcome to the hall, Ken Carson. That's the story for this edition of Jubilee.
I'm not so sure of that, I'm sure.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, that's all right, anytime.
Anytime what?
Anytime you may beg my pardon, but right now, introduce me, please.
I don't know you.
Well, then I'll introduce myself. My name is Sarah Byrne, and I'm Gracie Allen.
You're Gracie Allen, Sarah Byrne?
Well, of course, George, of course. You don't forget me? Oh, what a memory. We've been together for years.
But my name's not Georgie Ford. You know, we haven't been together for years.
Oh, how do you like that? Imagine forgetting so soon.
I haven't forgotten anything.
Oh, why, only yesterday you were holding me in your arms and muttering sweet nothings in my ear.
Why, that's ridiculous. I've never held you in my arms in my life. And besides, I don't mutter. I speak very distinctly. I tell you, for the last time, my name isn't George. It's George. Dawes Butler's the name.
Did you say Dawes Butler?
I most certainly did.
Well, how do you like him? Trying to kiss me and everything when I don't even know you.
Well, I wasn't trying
to... You male hussy, you.
Now, wait a minute.
I think I'll have you arrested for impersonating George.
I wasn't impersonating...
Please call me an officer while I introduce the officer.
But...
Let's swing and sway with George today.
Mm-hmm.
Jubilee's minus Sammy Case. There's no one in the band called Reuben. So who cares when we got Harry Reuben?
That's great, Gracie. Come on.
Thank you.
Thank you, Harry Lubin and Matt. That was Farandole from L'Arlesian Suite Number 2 by George Bizet. And, by the way, Harry, if that Sarah Berner comes out again, would you believe, Sage? I can take this anytime and anywhere. This is the Led Skelton Show. Singing, Why Was I Born? The answer to that question can be found in all the beautiful poetry of the ages. Now, our hall is making ready to shower the rose petals on the next guest. From New York City, where he originated the very popular program called The Piano Playhouse over a national radio network, we bring to Old Jubilee the 10 educated fingers of Walter Gross. Thank you. Thank you, Walter Gross. Thanks for dropping over, and lots of luck and success at Caesars in Beverly Hills. It's time now for the orchestra to get prepped for this next 3 minutes of fine melody. Harry Lubin directs the orchestra in Morton Gould's Pavane. thanks, Harry, for leading the orchestra through the facets and passes of that wonderful composition. Old Jubilee marches onward and upward with the art as we present a new voice to the Cloistered Hall. He's been featured on recordings lately, which are starting to get around. So it's our turn now to help things along by introducing Ken Carson. Indeed, and many thanks to Ken Carson for bringing the vocal department to 7-Up and Even.
And sing! Great heavens to Betsy, if they're a burner again.
If you'll excuse me, I'll now give my impressionation of Miss Hepburn.
Catherine Hepburn with a Brooklyn accent.
I'm prepared to electrify Hawthorne Hall. It's one of the greatest moments of the theater. The mad scene from Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet weren't mad. They were in love.
Quit interruption. How do you know how Romeo and Juliet was? You're a doctor or something?
Okay. So you're Captain Hepburn. Romeo and Juliet are mad. I am Lord Talbot, the man of distinction, and where do we go from here?
You will please confine yourself to the part in the script. I shall take the care of the dramatics. You are to play the part of my leading man. You are Romeo, and I, of course, am Juliet. Thank you. And now we are in the garden of the Capulets. The moonlight is sleeping softly on the house. Juliet is on her balcony while her nurse sits in the room suspicious and ready to dash out and protect her charge from the horrible son of the House of Montague.
House of Montague? What business is that?
I don't know, but it's located on South Vermont Avenue in the famous Motor Miracle Mile, next door to Honest John. But softly now, around the aisle seat.
Hey, Julie! Get off your fat balcony and let's get out of the palladium.
Please, please, dignity and calm should prevail in this scene. And above all, a love. Pure love.
Okay. That's that. What light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun.
Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon.
Yeah, kill a bum! Excuse me, proceed, Romeo.
See how she leans her cheek upon her hand. Ah, that I were a glove upon that hand, that I might touch that.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Romeo, Romeo. Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Right here, baby, and it's getting cold.
Deny thy father, and refuse my name. And did you hear that, Romeo? 86-year-old man and joined the army so he can have a serial number instead of a name.
Sure, baby, anything you say.
Oh, what's in a name? That which we call a rose. By any other name which Nellie sees. Isn't that romantic? You can't see him in the garden, but you can smell him. Oh, Romeo, doff thy name. And for that name, which is no part of thee, take all myself. Gee, just like Two Story Magazine. Good night, parting is such sweet sorrow. But I shall say good night till it be now.
Thank you, Sarah Brenner. And I'm sure likewise. We've come to the last little whirl in our session for this day and date. And that always means that the various members of the orchestra must get up and go. But when I mean go this time, I mean Harry Lubin and the orchestra in clarinet polka. Thank you.
And as the mama bird said to the baby bird, get off your little dusty and fly away. And that's what we have to do right now. But before we do a zooming loop out of the skylight, let's remind you to keep your ears trimmed for the Jubilee Beat next week. And while you're thinking about it, why not drop a line to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA, and tell us what you want and how you want it. This is Doss Butler speaking for everyone on stage, saying goodbye, good luck, and we'll be waiting for you. This program was arranged in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians. James C. Cotillo, President. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.